Sure. Going to go to, I mean, you were referring to sort of old Greek philosophy and, you know, those who followed the discussions on autonomous weapon system would also heard, former Ambassador Gill, also present with us in the room, you know, speak about how some of these actually goes back to the early days of Krishna and Talos in the Greek philosophy. So some of these issues that we are addressing today is in no way new to all of us, but merit consideration into our current framing. And, you know, after all these decades and decades and decades, how we built the right kind of maturity in understanding how this fully immerses with us. And when I speak on these issues in sort of other forums, I always recommend people to read this very fantastic short novel. It's less than 30 pages, called Machine Stop. It's written by a guy called Ian Forster. Some of you know him from Room with a View and Butler and other stories. This is his less known novel about technology. And it's written in 1909, reflecting on the Industrial Revolution. And it's basically describing, it could have been written today, and describing what happens when we become too reliant and too dependent on machine-based intelligence to inform how we live our daily lives. So it's a very good reminder that these are not new debates, but nevertheless, you know, part of the human existential debates that needs to be had over and over again. So Lydia, you know, one of the points then and that the Dutch ambassador made was, you know, how do we bring these communities together? Like, how do we make sure that for the tech community, be it in Silicon Valley or in Mumbai or in Shanghai or wherever you sit, that there is an understanding of what is happening in forests like the CD, in other forests, dealing with this from a multilateral governance sort of framework, practical ethics, standards, responsible innovation, the sustainable development goals as guidelines, Geneva Convention as guidelines, and also the other way around, that policy people that are all present in this room also have an understanding of what is actually the underlying processes that builds these technologies that we need to grapple with and understand as we develop governance that needs to be that actually relates to what we're trying to govern and not just an idea of what it is. You've been working a lot in the intersection between this community, deep with the national security establishment, but also with other communities. How do we get that translation right? Are we getting it right, and how do we get it right?